Okay, thank you. Let's declare the meeting open at 10:12, 12 minutes past 10. Sorry for the delay for those who may be online listening live. Reason being is that Mary Malloy, 20 years service to the Shire of Leonora, who just had a little bit of a celebration and a cup of tea, started on the 19th of June 2006 and has made a significant contribution to the Shire of Leonora, so hence the delay. Okay, announcement of visitors for this morning, none. Disclaimer notices, none. Council meeting information notes in the front of the agenda there. Public question time. 4.1 is response to previous public questions taken on notice.
Through the chair, there was one that we received last month, just in regards to dogs at the out the front of the supermarket. Administration have looked at this, and we have spoken to all parties. We believe it's not a matter for the Shire to be involved in. We have been spoken to, as I said, to the supermarket, tried to do a little bit of mediation where we can there. I think one of the big issues out of it is also the dogs being in front of the supermarket. It is a requirement under the Dog Act that dogs are in, controlled, which we believe that may have contributed to this particular incident. So with respect to Mr. Yibul, the show, the administration won't be taking any further notice, any further action on this matter.
Thank you. 4.2, public question time. Neil. 5, announcement from the presiding member. A couple of things, and this is more information based as well. Did have a meeting in Parliament House on the 18th, the 7th, in regards to Friends of Racing, Parliamentarian Friends of Racing, who our local member, Ali Kent, had organised. It was just another tick in the box, if you like, moving forward, that we continue to put pressure in regards to the state's review into racing and wagering on all three codes. Just making sure that Country Racing in itself, with the executive team, was there, that we're on our front foot and making sure that they're fully aware that country does exist, and we do play a big part in country racing with the 20 clubs that we represent from Kununurra all the way down to the deep southwest. And that review is pretty much closed, with the outcomes should be in next September. However, in saying that, racing and gaming was under the Minister Papalia's portfolio, and as we all know, the Minister has now taken permanent leave and resigned the personal matters, and with the new cabinet shake-up, we now have new racing minister in Passarelli. So, and also, I think Minister Michael has also lost the position as member for Mines.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, although he'll still be our representative in for the Goldfields. Just a quick one also into DAPS. We had a half a day journey in regards to being online in front of the DAPS Council for Carrajong Street, which is the 86-person camp for Goldfields Controlled Waste. So that went through pretty well with them agreeing to all the town planning scheme understanding and also there was a couple of other things in there. I can't have got them on top of me at the moment, but they've agreed to comply with all of that. So next point will be coming back, and we'll come back to council. So we'll just see whether that ends up. That needs to be submitted within 2 years, I think. Is that correct?
Yes, we're still waiting for official notice.
So that was an interesting thing to go through, first time being on DAPS. So And just coming up, we've got a GROC meeting in Menzies. I think that's 2 weeks' time on Friday. I've got the date in front of me. Okay. All right, moving right along. 6, record of attendance, apologies, leave of absence. 6.1 is attendance. 6.2 is we had a late apology last evening, Councillor Harris. 6.3 is application for leave of absence, nil. And 6.4 is approved leave of absence, nil. 7, declarations of interest. 7.1, declaration of financial interest, nil. Any of the agenda items. 7.2, declaration of proximity interest,
nil.
And 7.3 is declaration of partiality interest, and we have one there. Councillor Norrie, yeah. Yes?
10.2D.
10.2D.
2026 Leonora Cup.
Thank you.
Just for the benefit of the tape, sorry, Councillor Norries, I understand that you're on the committee for the Leonora Racing Club?
Yeah, currently the president.
Sure, thank you. Thank you. Through the chair.
Thank you. Okay, confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Draft motion that the minutes of ordinary council meeting held on the 16th of June 2026 and the special council meeting held on the 30th of June 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record. So I'll move for that motion, please. Councillor Sprigg-DeSantis. Councillor Nardone. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. 9, presentations. 9.1 petitions. 9.2 presentations, 3 deputations, and 4, 9.4, that is, delegated reports. Nil, 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 nil. Reports. 10.1, reports of the Audit and Risk Movement Committee. Nil. 10.2, Chief Executive Officer Report. 10.2A is proposal to gazette the Malcolm Dam Road. Chief Executive Officer, Ty Matson.
Thank you, Mr. President. As everyone knows, Malcolm Dam is a much valued asset for the community, a recreation asset. The Shire has been maintaining the road into Malcolm Dam, for as long as anyone can remember, and it's been, for all intents and purposes, a public road, fully accessible. As everyone knows, the road does go through from the Laverton-Leonora Road all the way through to the Nambi Road, and the Shire advertises that road as being able to access the terraces from Malcolm Dam. Unfortunately, at the moment, it's not an officially gazetted road, which means Shire can't or Council can't attract grant funding. It doesn't get grants as our financial assistance grants, nor can it put in for regional road project grants as well. The proposal here is to formally gazette the Malcolm Dam Road as a formal road and put it onto the Shire's Road Register to ensure it's maintained fully into the future.
Thanks, Ty. So that is from the start of the Laverton Road right through to the Nambi Road?
That's correct, Mr. President. It's about 17 kilometres in length.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? I suppose one question there. It's been missed for quite a few years. Can we redeem some capital once we've got it through the gazetted process?
Mr. President, we're going through our road list at the moment. There'll be further recommendations back to council. There might be one or two roads that might be the other side of the ledger. So.
Thank you. There'll be no further questions in regards to 10.2A, which is a proposal to gazette the Malcolm Dam Road. The recommendation that council commences the process of road dedication for the Malcolm Dam Road, and B, once the appropriate requirements have been completed, receive a report that requests the Minister for Lands that Malcolm Dam Road be dedicated as a public road reserve. Have a move and a seconder, please. Councillor Spring de Santos, thank you. Second, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone, thank you. Okay, moving right along to 10.2B, Job Support Hub, which is the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, Chief Executive Officer Ty Matson.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the cessation of the cashless debit card program a number of years ago, the federal government implemented a Job Support Hub funding program or grant program. This is into four or five local government areas within the Goldfields region. That includes the City of Kalgoorlie Boulder area, the shires of Coolgardie, Menzies, Leonora and Laverton. Part of the agreement, the original grant agreement, was that that all the grantees were to come together, form an understanding or an MOU, if you like, to have a regional coordinator to ensure consistency across that program. Since in the last 3 or 4 years that this program has been running, the Shire of Leonora has managed the program on behalf of the Shires of Menzies, and since last year it now manages it on behalf of the Shire of Laverton as well. As part of the MOU, as part of the agreement, each of the local governments, each of the four main local governments, putting aside Menzies, is to contribute about $115,000 a year towards having the regional coordinator. The original agreement was, and the MOU that the Shire of Leonora entered into, and also the Shires or Jutamaya for the Shire of Coolgardie entered into with the City of Kalgoorlie Boulder, is that the city would maintain that position and employ the regional coordinator. Unfortunately, in the last year or so, we've seen very little activity in that space and haven't been able to really determine the level of activity or the level of movement, I guess, if you like, for the regional coordinator. And despite repeated attempts to the City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder, we haven't been able to match the outcomes of the MOU with that level of service that's been provided. The MOU expired on the 30th of June of this year, and as per the resolution, we're seeking Council's endorsement not to re-enter that MOU, but to work with the Department of Social Services, which is the federal government, and also the other grantees in regards to reforming or having a separate regional coordinator that is of the benefit to the Shires of Leonora particularly. The second part of that is also to seek Council's endorsement to advocate for the federal government to ensure that the funding for this program continues beyond the currently scheduled end date, which is the end of this financial year. It's a really important program, delivers some really some great outcomes into our community. It's focused at the most vulnerable in our community, and with Leonora now managing it for Menzies, Laverton and our Shire, we're really confident we can collaborate and make sure that everyone in the Northern Goldfields benefits from that as it's designed to do.
Thank you. Councillors, questions? Just one from me. So with this stance we're taking as the Shire of Leonora, we've also got Menzies and Laverton that we're representing.
That's correct, Mr. President. Last year, Laverton asked or requested that the Shire of Leonora take on their responsibilities for delivering the program in their area. And since the inception, we've done that for Menzies as well.
Thank you. Any questions, councillors? Okay, there'll be no further questions in regards to the Job Support Hub MOU. The recommendation that Council 1 authorise the CEO not to extend the Memorandum of Understanding with the City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder. 2, authorise the CEO to negotiate with the Commonwealth Department of Communities and the Jutamal Aboriginal Corporation and the City of Kalgoorlie-Boulder on appointing a coordinator to be hosted by the Shire of Leonora or Jutamal Aboriginal Corporation. 3, request the CEO to write to the responsible Commonwealth Minister seeking a commitment to extend the Job Support Hub beyond 30th of June 2027. I have a mover for that recommendation. Thank you. Councillor Taylor. Councillor Cottrell. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Good job. Okay, 10.2C, which is the out of sessions request, Leonora State Battery Chief Executive Officer, Ty Matson.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Council are aware, Council has a policy that the CEO can seek out-of-session resolutions for matters that are quite urgent, but they do not require an absolute majority decision. So based on that, on the 3rd of July, I wrote to all the councillors seeking a position, to establish a position in regards to the state battery negotiations that are currently being held between the Shire of Leonora and also the Perth Mint, largely requesting that the Shire engage a heritage consultant to establish or to determine the future of that particular site, if it's going to be suitable for the battery to remain on that site, does the battery need to move to a different location, and also to talk to or to negotiate with the Perth Mint and ask them to seek them not to do any further action on that battery site until we can get a report back from our heritage consultants. That report was sent out. So this today is really just seeking to tabling that report to ensure it's back out in the public realms, acknowledging that it was passed by Council back on the around the 3rd of July. Since that's happened, I have written to the Perth Mint, and I'm just playing a bit of phone tag with one of their senior their directors in regards to trying to establish the Perth Mint's position going forward. Just really seeking acknowledgement of the resolutions that's been made.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. So the 10.2C out of session request of Leonora State Battery, which has already been voted on, the recommendation that Council note this report and associated resolution was made by Council. Have a mover on that, please. Councillor Sprigg de Santos, thank you. Councillor Cottrell, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Okay, 10.2D, which is a 2026 Leonora Cup, and we have Councillor Norrie has declared an impartial interest in this, but he still sits in the room, which is fine. Community Development Officer is not in the room. Who's going to talk to this?
I'll talk to that. If it's
you'll talk to all right. Thank you.
Thank
CEO
you.
Ty Matson, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we all know, we are in the process of securing a new site for the Leonora Race Club, and it is anticipated that this current year will be the 126th and final Leonora Cup that is out at its current site. We recognise that and really wish to help the club to celebrate that. As a result of a review of our grants program, we've identified $17,000 in unallocated funding, and the administration are recommending to Council that $17,000 be awarded to the Leonora Race Club to provide additional services such as entertainment, those sorts of places, to really celebrate what happens this year at the Leonora Cup, and it will hopefully be the last one at that particular site.
Okay, very good. Councillors, any questions in regards to 10.2D, Leonora Cup? Pretty straightforward. Yep. Okay, recommendation that Council authorise the relocation of an under subscription amount of $17,000 from the 2026-27 community grants round budget to the 2026 Leonora Cup event budget. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Nodone, thank you. Seconder. Councillor Sprigg de Santos, thank you. Those in favour? No. That's 5. Thank you. Very good. Okay, moving right along to next one on the agenda is 10.2E. Proposed road user agreement, Leonora Bypass and Kukini Malcolm Dam. Malcolm Road, I should say, and we will go to Manager of Works. Bypassing this one?
Mr.
Okay. Tim?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Tim Bell, thank you.
This pertains to the road user agreement between Adel Resources, which operates out of the C4 mine at Wiluna, and they'll be running their ultra quads back through the Leonora Bypass Road and also maintaining that to a standard, as well as the Kewkiney Malcolm Road from SLK 0 to 0.63, which is just up to the railway line.
Yep.
The Shire will still maintain it to the standard that the Shire would normally do in its normal road maintenance program. Anything extra to that will be Adel Resources will maintain that. They have the resources with grader and sweeper, etc., out there at site. So it's one of those things that we want to start getting put into the council and making sure that everybody's putting their fair share into the community.
Yep, good job. And these road users agreements are, they're most welcome to the Shire as well, and we've got control over our roads and making sure that those who are using it are also going to partake in keeping it to a standard as well. So, councillors, questions in regards to Leonora Bypass community, Kewkiney Malcolm Road? Councillor Norrie, thank you.
With the bypass getting built, when we start the bypass build, will they be still using the road as at that time? Like this road user agreement's until they stop carting. But how does that affect the bypass build?
Okay.
I'm happy to take that question if you like.
Yep. CEO Ty Matson.
Thank you, Councillor Norrie. So we're currently in negotiations with Main Roads at the moment. It's a Main Roads project, as you know, in regards to the bypass, having extensive meetings. We're not anticipating that bitumen will go down onto that road for probably 12, 24 months at least. It's not actually currently budgeted within the Main Roads budget. So there'll be some length of time before that we can really reassess the position in that interim. Would anticipate that stage one of the project will be between the Nambi Road and the Laverton-Leonora Road. During that time, then it's almost certain that the road trains will have to come in through town and then down Rochester Street back out towards Malcolm Siding. There's no, unless we can identify another suitable path in the interim, but at this stage, then that will just divert the traffic through the town.
I'm sure we'll get that bitumised before the outback way. Okay. Any further questions in regards to the road user? The bypass road. No. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate that. The council recommendation: A, approve the road user agreement for Adel Resources. B, authorise the CEO to sign the road user agreement. Have a mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Nardone, thank you. Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? Thank you, that's everyone. Thanks, Tim. Okay, moving right along to 10.3, Manager of Business Services, 10.3A, Monthly Financial Statements, May 2026. Manager of Business Services, Kiara Lord. Kiara.
Yep, so this is the May financial statements. They were the financial balances that were used for our budget adoption on the 30th of June.
Yep.
So there shouldn't be anything there that's overly surprising. It was all in the budget as well.
Thank you. Questions, councillors? Councillor Norrie.
Through the chair, Kara, so the 6 million surplus at the end of May, at the end of June, that's when any surplus gets put into the reserves, is that right?
Thanks, Councillor Norrie. So the surplus, once we've finalised our end of financial year reconciliations, we'll know exactly what it was. Most of the surplus was already flagged for some of the carryover capital projects that got adopted with our budget. And then there was just under 1 million that was transferred into the Eastern Precinct Reserve prior to the financial year. And that was relating to the Genesis funds that hadn't yet been expended. I think all the other surplus, all the other reserve transfers were actioned. There was some for the Airport, we had an airport reserve to transfer. If they're not in the May financials, sorry, I'll have to take that one on notice for what were they, when they were done. But we did do reserve transfers either in May or June for that. So any of that surplus would relate directly to those capital projects that we have carried over.
Thank you.
Councillor Norrie. Abby. Councillors, any other further questions in regards to the monthly financial statement, May 26? Okay, 10.3A was the monthly financial statement. Recommendation that Council accepts the monthly financial statement for the month ended 31 May 2026, consisting of A, comprehension report, B, the statement of financial activity 31 May 26, and C, material variances 31 May 2026. Have a mover, please. Councillor Spring DeSantos, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? It's everyone, thank you. Thanks, Kiara. 10.3B, it's accounts for payment June 2026. Anything there you'd like to speak to, Kiara?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just regarding the overall expenditure for the period, it's just over 2.5 million. This is primarily due to the end of financial year and the push to get all those the final invoices and things through. So there was quite a few payments being made in the last month. And that's why it's a bit higher than what it usually is.
Yeah. Yeah. Councillors, questions in regards to council payment? Councillor Norrie.
I've got, just got a couple. The earth moving course in Leonora, is that just for the Shire people? ID 3. Sorry, 2. Civil safety.
Mr. President, if the Manager of Community Services could answer that question.
Yep, for sure.
Thank you.
So that's the Job Support Hub course run through the CRC.
All right. So that's our contribution for the quarter?
That's supported by the Job Support.
So the Job Support Hub has run an earth moving course. It was, so they did bobcat, forklift, excavator, and anyone can sign up for those courses.
Just item 14, ID 14, the noise wall. Is that here? Is it in place or?
Through the chair. So that's the noise wall for the end of the bypass. That's currently in Leonora, and we have a contractor today working on the installation of that, and we anticipate that'll be in very soon, in 7 days.
Thank you. Any further questions? Yep, Councillor Taylor. Sorry,
that's all right.
Manager said, yeah.
Through the chair, if you just give me 1 second, I'm just trying to get into our system. We've accidentally copied and pasted the description through. They are two different services. So the Boomer Painting Services was for the painting of the rec centre. The remote concrete and construction, though, just give me 1 second and I'll pull it up in our list.
I hate these chairs. Was there any other questions while we're There is, okay. No worries, thank you.
So that was for installing concrete hard stand for the greenhouse area, the wastewater ponds and a footpath at Queen Victoria Street, as well as some hydrocarbon containers, earthworks and hard stands for the hydrocarbon containers. So there's quite a few different projects.
Thanks, Chiara. Thank you. Councillor Norrie.
I just noticed, well, the extra payments for the canine control. And did we get a report back on, because I still think we have a problem with dogs. I'm not sure that we, you know, we're getting value for money with these extra trips.
CEO Tymetz.
Thank you, Councillor. Through the Chair, as you know, we went out for tender last year. The current provider was the only respondent to that request for tender. As part of the contract contract, there is a monthly visit, and there's also provision in there for two additional visits that might be ad hoc, might be for a complaint, might be for a dog attack, those sorts of bits and pieces that, from the Shire's perspective, are important to get the rangers back. I fully acknowledge that we still have a dog control issue within Leonora, and we remain committed to working with the current consultant or contractor to rectify those issues. But there's definitely a multi-factored process we need to go through, including housing and making sure fencing and education and those sorts of bits and pieces as well. Yeah, fully take on board your concerns, and they are echoed within the administration.
Thank you. Ongoing issue, which we'll try and keep on top of as much as possible. Any further questions in regards for council payment? No? Okay. The 10.3B accounts for payment June 2026, the recommendation the council accepts the amounts for payment as detailed, one credit card transaction June 2026, totaling $18,974.94. Two direct bank transactions totaling $83,929.37. And three is batch payments totaling $2,117,168.83. And four payroll payments from pay period totaling the 7th of the 6th, 26, and the 21st of the 6th, 26, totaling $341,167.28. Of a mover on that recommendation, Councillor Taylor, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Norrie, thank you. Those in favour? That's everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Chiara. Just about ends that year, doesn't it? Okay, 10.4, Manager of Community Services, Neil. 10.5, Environmental Health Officer Report, Neil. 10.6, Elected Members Reports, Nil. 11, motions of which previous notices have been given. So Nil. 12 is questions from members without notice. Nil. 13, new business of urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. 13.1, elected members. Nil. 13.2, officers. 14, meeting closed to the public. 14.1 is matters of which the meeting may be closed. 14.2, public reading of resolutions that may be made to the public. Nil, nil. 15, State Council agenda, nil. Next meeting, 16, will be Tuesday the 18th of August 2026. And that being the end of the meeting. What's the time? Meeting closed at
10:46.
Thank you.